is a distillation of a new poem, a prose book that I've been working for years on with an Egyptologist about the effects of sky changes on early Egyptian astronomer priests. They regarded star constellations as gods. The precession of the equinoxes shifted eons and deities. Millennial change evoked the fear of the unknown in our time as much as in theirs. In this poem, I trace the soul's journey across one night to rebirth the next day. A classical journey, Egyptian, also my own. I invite you to put your mind at rest as the pharaoh would, between imposing paws of the Sphinx, and listen to this poem as he would listen to his dreams. Let our sound carry you back and across to Egypt, heart of Earth's land mass.
Whose temples line the spine of divine along the Nile.
Here, the heart is read, rather than books, except for one.
Here guides study the present while explicating the past.
Despite claims of daily round scrabble of dung beetle, all is of use. Turquoise scarabs sell for pennies.
Emblematic of Noor, the light transmogrified.
Into plaster form, pastiche after bizarre dislocation in your face.
Striking. Walk like an Egyptian.
Blare the bangles on tinny radios. Medieval discrepancy between terror and
spaciousness of ancient Egypt.
The crush of crowd.
And soft presence of permeable flesh.
Contemporary return surrounds us, traced like tourist junk. Here, a wallet can be left
on a broken temple pillar
and retrieved hours later,
untouched, still full.
After hawkers harangue sleeve-tugging kids, here all is up for long negotiation.
No problem, madam. Mumpkin mish mumpkin.
Here, after happy bargain negotiated,
instant friendship.
Black tea laced
in mint.
After insistent wayward hand travels of its own accord.
Out of sleeve to cup foreign and so appropriately available.
Apparently.
Bum.
Slapped away.
We pretend polite conversation.
Traffic barter and exchange.
Halwa!
Exclaim scrawny men with thin mustaches.
Who prefer plump women as sign and substance of wealth.
I swim in chaos down the market.
Mounds of saffron, natural dyes,
unambiguous rack of lamb, skull naked, yellow teeth bared raw in black and jaw. Feral cat and wary dog, thin as dust, slink out of corners sniffing food.
Cairo belongs to the nose.
Conflagration spikes impossible contrast between mounds of dung and diesel stench. Pee flares up, rising dust, between motorcycle exhaust and flush tourist buses.
Waft open rows of lotus oil, bright shelves blaze.
Imitations of French perfume.
Drift, whisk. Transport, ride the breeze. Come, buy, madam.
Smooth on the wrist.
Essential oil drops.
Neroli, drowsy, white, orange, thousand petals.
Distilled for pleasure from Fayum's long shadow.
Oasis for a dry land
in rows of bottled light. stalls of luscious fruit, untouched tribute to Tantalus.
Catch unwary travelers in paroxysms of gut, guilt of protected belly.
Unattainable, ideal of tomato, gleams red, unrequited, mouth-watering greens.
Sentence us to the toilet.
Eat only fruit peeled yourself, or pee the night away.
After the latest internecine warfare over territory and custodial rights.
Frown of bureaucrat.
Pack rat of power.
Antiquity claimed.
As personal empire.
After hushed offers of hashish or smuggled heirloom.
After archaeologist settles with astronomer against wild claims of self anointed prophet and seer.
After proper Egyptologists and certified guides spiel their authorized scheme of events.
After all interpretation of ancient temple and mosque only a millennium old.
A tall, rangy guard bustles in past the entrance to the tomb.
Though it has long been closed off to authority.
He rips down the cardboard blocking the entrance and climbs through, a hand gesturing to follow.
And I do, curious to see.
He hoists himself up through a hole in the ceiling to a hidden chamber above.
I try the same maneuver, but without arm strength, am stuck halfway up the shaft. Help me, I mutter.
The guard laughs and remains where he is, stretching out a long arm.
To pull me through the dusty, musty chamber to...
Joyous vision, exposed on the walls, and experienced live as gods.
If their lines of energy weren't cut by later knives. After the desecration of rubbish.
In the place of the holy.
Tourists stroll up embankment entrance, clamor loudly through the same hole, and join us. Despite rowdy color, they make no impression.
When ancient Egyptians are dancing on the walls.
Place of laughter and slaughter, bottle, tourist, sparkling water, holy fervor.
Rising up.
Around me.
Hordes rising.
Claim.
The mystery still here.
And we, the guests, listen, obedient.
To the wonder.
Question iconography, fall into contented, restless beds.
Among confused vignettes.
Alert in darkness. After sleep claims all but the wary, the rats.
Then rises the night. Rises. The night falls, and postcard pyramids dissolve to
hieroglyphs burnt onto retina.
The phantasmagorical retinue continues long.
After eyes have closed.
A hypnagogic procession of eidolon offered to deities.
Till now unknown to my short-circuited Western mind.
The gods step out of the frieze and speak.
But in no language we know. Egypt startles a somnolent out of sleep.
Linear birds stare, facing one another.
Oblivious.
Involuntary. Turns.
Palindrome, this language erratic.
The twists left to right, to left.
Conversation as in a turn of phrase.
Toward
west. Across morning Nile, so hot.
Liquid shimmers into pure light.
Hold fast, falcon's talon. Hold fast to sun's disk. Involuntary turns till forms start up again in the more or less corresponding characters of a foreign tongue. Blue jeans beneath black galabea. Thin teenager, rosest rock cliff where myriad dead lie embalmed
against time's lined intrusive palm.
Fingers grasp mere oars. Hold on.
Hold fast
to the norm,
to the western norm.
I'd so lightly let go.
Egypt as landscape still determines the kind who arrives. Who's chosen?
Who stays? The guide, with keys to Giza, points me out among those more knowing metaphysical teachers on familiarization.
To sleep between the paws of the Sphinx.
Is it my red hair, my ignorance?
Trust.
My wiser friends urge, and so I go alone.
After all diurnal diehards linger in last light.
To hunker before Thutmose's looming stela, hand crossed over my heart in greeting. The guard who meets me.
Cross-legged protector to this eternal realm, drops personal history, leaves language and family home to settle here every night, hooded in dun desert garb for the cold.
Among these speaking stones that rumble too low for my reverberating ear. To hear.
We have no ear. Language but gesture.
To hold against interpretation of the other, we sit in night.
Certainty beyond concept.
Long after last echoes of son et lumière, after tourists depart, we await another light show.
The energy of former inhabitants sparks blue-green off cobra scales. Blue waves radiate fields of force. Feathers from Sphinx to Pyramid, beacon out to Solar Cross, among Fibonacci spiral dissolves in fire.
Sphinx and pale triumvirate of Pyramid cluster in reflection as presence of eons urge to stasis.
As above us, so below.
Pyramids float into clear air, shift form for light. Felt light beyond pale thought cast for meaning.
Among geomantic mystery beyond.
Quotidian human continuum. Here the ear purveys pure information on edge of resonance silence. Ever so lightly nipped by high-pitched chittering yelps.
Sounds outlandish.
The eye lies in the lay.
A velvet desert condensing, expanding,
concealing, congealing, the crazed glaze.
Of almost lightning till
incomprehensible the vessel breaks.
Perception floats up. Pure night sky, spacious ground lifts to weightless stars. A black poop rolls out, endless incarnations of manifold shape changing possibility. Whirling robe hemmed by ecliptic dance
at March equinox,
immersed in certainty as under the influence
waning
moonlight. Lighting pyramids loom close to Sphinx. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. His open.
What right?
What right
is this? Halwa!
The guard remarks to the air.
As is light enough.
Through the hours we never shift, but to hunker deeper beneath our wraps. Two small human hillocks among immensities.
Between limestone paws of this gigantic lion with human head, whose sightless stone eyes hold fast to scan eastern horizon, caught facing one another,
we are beneath scrutiny.
In
preposition,
as to be in place,
we perch on
in
land, white outcrop, sand crop, fluent.
Tell the truth as it is.
The guard's eye
beams a dark, intensely light.
When
hold
I
fast.
Place a curious, incautious
hold
finger on his third
hold
eye,
fast.
I slip space. Head into God. Universe, and though my hand drops back, I fall into
space
where thought follows sky trail.
Doorway of darkness along the Milky Way of
to
souls.
Original
queen of heaven, Newt.
Her. Here.
Collect. Circle.
All on a string. The ring she holds me by. Why?
She is all our surrounding, whose form is of necessity feeling encoded in dreamscape.
Does Newt hold the world together? Imagine.
Toes stretched to horizon, hands flat on the far disk. Earth reversed black to sky as curved dome, a desert petal inverted.
I hear her, lady, in her element.
Thought
stops clean, senses rolled in from the quarters, fold out from the body, to where currents consume me wholly.
Midnight sky, clear unto deafening will, wheel under Newt's arch, splayed hand to heal. Every night her water bursts to birth the sun of this dry land. Sighs of relief, she opens both mouths, ecstatic, out of standing.
Out of place.
To return day to dark earth.
Body hollow, Nile reed, I sway.
Resounding, her power I put on
as if it were my own.
This ability to bear
this fierce new female pride.
Light as she will, as she wields necessity.
What power do I give over to her?
In whom all doors
open
everywhere
into
eyes,
into speech. I don't as yet hear.
From the cave of Newt's womb, the
word appears ready for syntax.
Beneath us the world spins,
dizzy
from constant returns, involved
in involuntary turns.
Turns as in
turning phrase, turning thing.
Turn towards
speech,
music, ritual,
drunken mother's milk,
song, the genius of goddess. Each separate step in making magic is deified.
Rivers of words
pour from Newt's breast.
Translate into deities.
Isis, Osiris, Horus, and others.
Stars arise.
Hathor waits beneath.
In position.
Grinning ear to ear. Hathor waits cow-headed.
Under Newt's tutelage teat.
Under her
udder. Under Hathor's 2,000-year-old years of prominence will come again in 24M.
1/12 of a great year.
That sky sings about the earth. The age of Taurus, quarter turns from Leo Sphinx.
The age of the bull is also the cow's glory.
What need to articulate?
We transcribe
cartouches of constellation.
Signs of divinity
in passing precession.
Slowly the burning wheel turns.
Our patience records inevitable round. Millennia late for Aldebaran's rising, we sit at calendrical marking the quarter.
The eye of the star bull,
caught in
fast,
the horn's dilemma, stares
red,
on,
rimmed at perpetrators.
Aldebaran, eye of Taurus,
caught in sun glare.
Before dawn of another equinox, when red bull swaggered, his loose hide shook out a canopy of stars.
Under which we prayed.
The bull bellowed.
We who hid in the open secret below
marked what stellar tide had turned.
And slid
into
new
eon when the age momentarily slipped its mooring off polar star.
And we below in horror waited, oh, old one, oh, cold one.
Oh, Karnak.
Oh, carnage, Cold one, waiting, waiting.
The holy light of day throughout this holy night
that happens
over centuries of uneasy repose.
How turn this bidden, unbidden place, how trace and arch again
the necessary goddess.
I have not enough belief on the outside world, or belief in its mirage reality.
To wear the lady's robe.
I will wait in her stead.
Isis consoles.
Just when I thought I forgot the process.
Isis recollects, starts picking up the pieces.
Oh, Ibis, oh, stork, oh, sacred crane, whatever bodily form you take, oh, sister of vulture, listen, open your wings, great feathered one, bird woman, white heron, embrace me. I'd soar on the wings.
of your spirit.
Where Isis is no hound of heaven, healing Osiris, great hunter, she is the lady whose single tear of compassion floods the Nile.
Creak of white wing, Mesmosa, shimmering, expectant.
Bird women, siren, lament to bring rebirth,
wailing like a woman in travail to return day to dark earth.
The great wailer who gave us this life waits to lament the image of Osiris.
Back to the land of living Horus.
When eons momentarily slip their mooring off polar star.
There is still time
for the other
to speak.
Call.
Soul.
Is the constant sound
soul.
Between desolation,
desolation
and consolation and equanimity.
Soul. It solves nothing.
Soul. Constant holds so, to
but
holds on to its own fixed constellation.
Despite change,
old words console the soul with kindness for their own kind, like sky and sigh, scry and rye.
Cause
word is star on pale mirror lake.
A heart leap. With the knife.
Ka's word is moon rising as breath.
When the mouth last opens.
Ka.
Call of the dead on their sail home.
Light body released from all decay and death to frequency higher than ear can hear.
The brain caves into another place back there left where the dead live with outstretched arms. They cry.
Ka is singing the entities, chanting all the deities.
The rock is always still, reflecting.
Stars and crystal.
Star in stone.
Overhead circles a quick brash hawk. Ka's word is mirror and source somewhere within the blue
wind cave of rib beyond the final
Ka.
Heartbeat.
Stands on the bridge between this and that.
The ribcage opens and last breath escapes.
Ka claps wings and escorts eager arrivals away.
To wait and see what or if they become. And I remember just this morning.
Flesh stretched across flat skeletal structure,
wrapped in tight black and revealed though the crypt is closed. Cheekbones to die for.
This Egyptian mummy
in case at issue.
A thin skin palimpsest,
a subcutaneous tissue.
Just so Sappho's poems piece by piece in mummy's wrapping
find their way through perilous
translation.
To our keen perusal, the heart tested
and found
wanting
would be light by Egyptian scales,
and so not freely offered
to Orion's eternal constellation.
Consolation perfectly fit to be dried.
True.
Organs in dark canopic jars.
A heart on a plate delivered.
A brain in the pan extant.
It depends what you want
and how. Modern standards weigh more heavily on mere mind. Its convoluted intricacy pressed.
Time forgetful of forever, very like a metaphor.
Memento mori, Osiris mori.
When eons momentarily slip their mooring off morning star, form starts
start
up
again in the more or less.
Corresponding characters
of a foreign
tongue.
Howl of jackal shriek slinks along eerie edge of sight.
And day breaks,
the red
egg
of sun
hovers on
the
horizon
to
burst
free
of
Nut's
womb. Hathor, Aphrodite, eye of the sun,
days, give me your answer, old Hathor, young house of Horus. Color what you will.
Rules as she rules, four directions, corners of the known world.
Hathor,
sycamore goddess, the one born before there was birth.
Bears
Horus,
falcon, the nesting child,
the sun on her head at the birth of the year, where phoenix heron rises at the sun's great birth.
Not the one each morning over water when in full relief.
Sacred heron rises off freeze.
Sudden reef from the flood. Ephemeral white flowers bloom at first rain.
Petals cup to catch a precious sparkle water.
Hattor,
attractor,
charm
and bauble of eastern horizon.
We sing to you.
Benefactor of sweet beauty and small dancing limbs.
Halloa. With a dawn call from minaret.
The guard shakes off his robe, smiles,
and leads me
to the Mina house door
for breakfast of scrambled egg, fresh fruit,
and the tour begins.